This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The number of people dead from flash floods and landslides in eastern Congo has risen above 200, with many more people still missing. Trevor Carroll reports for Reuters.
Survivors gathered outside a wooden shed where Red Cross workers place corpses on top of each other. Some describe unimaginable loss.
I lost my husband, and now I am left with five children.
I lost my wife and 16 of my children. All of them are gone.
That was Reuters' Trevor Carroll reporting. More than 200 Yemenis landed in the port city of Jeddah on Sunday after a long journey from Port Sudan. They were the latest evacuees that Saudi Arabia is transporting from Sudan by sea. The kingdom has so far evacuated almost 8,000 people since fighting erupted in Sudan more than 3 weeks ago between the army and a rival paramilitary group called the Rapid Support Forces, according to the Saudi state news agency. The people who landed on Sunday on the HMS Abha were headed to Yemen after their journey on a chartered plane, according to officials. A week of record hot weather in western Canada has put Alberta in a state of emergency and forecasts thousands of people to evacuate their homes as wildfires rage. Here's VOA's Marissa Melton.
Some 25,000 Canadians have been forced to flee their homes as 103 wildfires flared across Alberta province, burning in what Alberta Premier Danielle Smith said on Saturday was an unprecedented situation. Thousands more have been told to be ready to leave on a moment's notice. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Serbia's education minister resigned on Sunday over last week's shooting at an elementary school in which 8 children and a security guard were killed, amid public anger over that and another mass shooting just a day later. The country is in shock and mourning over the 2 shootings, the school massacre in the capital on Wednesday and a rampage outside the city on Thursday in which 8 people died. Opposition parties who blame Prime Minister Ana Brnabic's government for the failing to prevent the 2 rampages have called on supporters to join an anti-government march on Monday evening in Belgrade. Russian forces are evacuating residents from the town that serves the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine, the Ukrainian military said on Sunday. Ukraine is expected to start soon a much-anticipated counteroffensive to retake Moscow-held territory, including in the Zaporizhzhia region. The Ukrainian army conducted combat and radiation drills on Sunday on an undisclosed training ground in the Donetsk region. Simulating attacks on Russian positions, the assault brigade fighters said they trained with thermobaric grenades that could kill the adversary in their trenches in an instant. Other servicemen put on protective masks and pretended to be measuring radiation and chemical levels on a battlefield. A dress rehearsal for the Victory Day Parade took place in Moscow on Sunday with columns of military vehicles rolling through the streets of the Russian capital. The parade will take place on Moscow's Red Square on May 9th to celebrate 78 years since the defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945. Britain's Prince and Princess of Wales, William and Kate, surprised coronation well-wishers by taking a walk about in Windsor Sunday. They shook hands and took selfies with royal fans celebrating the coronation of King Charles III. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has more on the weekend-long celebration.
The festivities continue to support the newly crowned monarch, even as many have questioned the relevance of the crown and the cost of such a spectacle at a time when living costs are so high. The gilded spectacle of the king being crowned in an ancient religious ceremony at Westminster Abbey the day before takes a more down-to-earth turn, with picnics and street parties being planned across the UK. Events conclude with a concert featuring Katy Perry, Lionel Richie and the boy band Take That in the grounds of Windsor Castle. Charles de Ledesma, London.
For more on these and any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.